Okay, so now we're done with that blog thing. What's next?
What's next? Well, we got
fan fiction.
Well, we really only have two other things on my agenda here. We can talk about the new fanfics that have been starting up in the past month or so.
Yay!
I guess we should get on back in here.
Let's see. Unless she's still making scrambled eggs. But it shouldn't take that
long.
How
long does it take to make scrambled eggs, Matt?
Should not. She could be eating them by now. Almost done, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she had other stuff. Maybe she had obstacles in her way.
Oh, yeah, the eggs actually, like, got burnt and she had to cook them again.
Maybe the eggs decided to fight her and she had to fight them Final Fantasy style.
What?
I don't know.
Like, die, yolk. Who said you could be in my eggs?
Ah, slice. Back away. Wait your turn. Miss. Yeah.
Over kill. And extra crispy.
Or maybe the Hello Project egg, who everybody called Creepy Chan, came for revenge.
She didn't connect to the call. Someone add her.
I'll try.
And there she is.
Well, yeah. She didn't answer yet, but she's there.
Stop eating your eggs so slow.
She's going to probably think something's wrong with us when she listens to this.
Her name is Samantha. She's cute though.
Hello. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, talking about fanfiction now. So stay here and listen.
Cool.
Okay. So, for our next corner, we'll be talking about the new fanfics that have been popping up in the past 3 or 4 weeks. And probably the one that a lot of people want to talk about is the new one by Sarang I. Is that how that person's name's pronounced?
Yeah, that's how I say her name.
Sarang He or something like that.
I just say I. That's what I call her.
Okay.
I. That's what I call her. Because
like Korean and Japanese together, so you really don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, she is Korean, so.
Okay, so The new story is called Juliet and Cinderella.
So happy she chose this one. Oh my gosh.
She talked, I can't say I've been reading it.
No, she hasn't really started anything yet. It's just that I've been like nagging her to choose something because before she had a poll and she didn't really know which one and I didn't know which one, but I just told her just choose.
But the poll was like a split decision.
No, like, she had a handful of ideas and pretty much titles based off of songs. And she posted the songs up there, and she pretty much said, vote. And even though whatever you vote for whatever's the highest doesn't mean it's chosen. It's just that maybe it takes more interest. So,
in the end, though, with the reader's emotions, oh,
yes! Because she's I. But yeah, so she was stuck between this one and another one, and she didn't know, so I just told her just choose one, and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm also going to choose out of a hat. I don't
know
if she did that.
That's like terrible advice.
I don't know if she chose out of a hat or not, but she chose the one I liked. So pretty much what she's done is she put up 6 trailers.
Mm-hmm.
For each person that's going to be in the story.
On YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. Trailers are awesome, by the way. Makes you want to read them even more. And there's Aika's trailer that came out first. Then it was Eddie's. Then Reina's. Then, sorry, I'm like scrolling down when I read this. Then Sayu. And then Aitan, and then Gasan. And pretty much, the title is based off of a Vocaloid song with the same title. And pretty much, like, how the song went is, like, the girl wants to be like Cinderella, but she doesn't want the story to end up like Romeo and Juliet. pretty much.
I see. Well, and we can't really talk about the fanfic itself because it hasn't been written.
It hasn't been posted
yet. So you can't really... What the hell are you going to say? Watch the trailers?
Yeah, because the trailers kind of pretty much give you an idea of what the story might be like.
Hmm.
And now, they're also edited, so you should go watch them.
Which group did the song again?
No, it's not a song. It's from Hatsune Miku, the Vocaloid voice thing.
Oh, okay.
So.
Add on again. She got logged out.
Gosh darn it, V-chan, when you hear this, you need to get a new internet.
Alright, so basically, yeah, what's the title of the fanfic is Juliet and Cinderella. So for those who are, I guess, fans of Sarugai, you should probably check out the fanfic when it actually gets written.
Yeah.
Because there's only trailers in here and you can't really say what exactly is going to go on.
It looks interesting. Mm. That's what you can say.
Okay.
That's all you can. Well, of course, all ideas when presented is interesting and as a fanfic.
Yeah. But so yeah, the next person is where are they? Oh, they might actually be in the one shot section. Sorry.
Well.
Oh yeah, we got a new writer, didn't we?
Yeah, two. No, not really. Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yes. Yes. It's. No, it's three, because someone else added today, but...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But, we have Risa_I, and then we have Koi. I probably said that wrong. Koi. And then
a little on the slow side.
Well, I actually didn't look at the one shots, to tell the truth.
Oh, one shots are like my favorite. You should definitely check those out. I love them.
And then the last person that technically added today is Arisa03, and I know Arisa, and I had to nag her to go do that. And I'm actually talking to her on, like, another IM right now, and she doesn't know about this, so...
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow! I actually haven't been able to take a look at this writer, but I'm glad to see that we do have some new writers in here, since me, personally, I haven't been writing anything as much. I'm sorry for the readers that I have left. I'm pretty sure my fan base, like, depleted to nothing.
Yeah, this section has been... pretty dead. I mean, I updated, but either...
I used to post a lot.
Either people read it and don't even bother to put a thanks or comment, or nobody reads it at all.
I think it's a mixture of people don't read it because they're either lurkers or too shy or just don't feel like it, and then there's the other half that are just like, oh, I left this fandom already, so I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah, pretty much.
But...
Well, not everybody who reads the fanfics comments on the fanfics.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It used to actually really be like that a lot.
Yeah, there used to be so many lurkers, it was ridiculous.
No, but there used to be a lot of people who did post, too. Because I used to, when I first came to JPHip, which is around 2008, there were a lot of people who did post a decent amount.
Yeah, I remember, like, my unread thing was, like, full. And it was, like... just people who wrote fanfics, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have like over endless hours of reading to do now.
Now it's like you're lucky you get one.
Yeah.
It's like drought time.
Now, like, you get excited when you just see the thread and it just happens to be a comment. It's like, yes, they updated it. You don't even bother looking at the date. You just like automatically think they updated, and you click on it and it's just a comment.
Yeah, it's a comment like, where the hell this fic go? What happened?
Not okay. Even. Not, like, especially if it's, like, say, with I.I.'s
pick
before you finished it, I used to get so hyped up, and it just always happened to be comments.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, gosh darn it, why?
I feel kind of bad considering I haven't written anything. I mean, I do write, it just, I posted, like, an SNSC fanfiction, not a lot of people read it, but I've been trying to work on morning with my stuff. I do have ideas. It's just very difficult for me to write it, especially after Eddie left.
But speaking of fanfics that have come out in the past couple of weeks, there's also one by KJ Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Called Honto no Koichi.
Honto
no Kimochi.
Yeah, Honto no Kimochi.
All right.
Which pretty much translates to, like, what, my real feelings, or real feelings.
Really? Oh, yeah. I thought Kimochi means, like, good. Like,
well,
really good feeling.
Well, Honto means real, so I'm guessing it means, like, real feelings.
I just thought it was something perverted. Because Kimochi can be kind of like, you know.
I think in this context it means real feelings.
probably in this.
In this, maybe.
And in this story, the author felt necessary to apologize for including non-canon relationships.
Wait, this is why we need B-chan here, because this is B-chan's friend. Oh my gosh.
And she's forever crying because she can't participate.
Yeah, I know. This is what I mean. That's what I mean. The one.
So let's try adding her again.
Was she, is she offline?
Oh yeah, she signed off.
Yeah.
I've actually seen this user, KJPop, around, but I have never seen them step foot into the fanfiction section.
So B-chan probably nagged them to finally give in and go do it.
Probably. She has pretty good nagging skills. She kind of nags me a bit too. But in a good way. I would consider it. But, yeah, so this person wrote a fic. I actually haven't read it.
I read it.
So what can you tell us about it exactly then?
Pretty much pretty much right now the page is Risa and some dude.
Some dude?
Yeah. Risa and this dude are currently engaged, and pretty much Risa's in one of those normal life cycles where same old thing, but she doesn't really ask for any more of it. Like, she's happy, but she's like, is there really more to it? And one day, Nachi calls her. And Nachi lives in Spain with her husband, and pretty much persuades Risa to come over and get married in Spain. And that's pretty much the first chapter in a summary.
Seems pretty interesting. Mm. It does.
Okay.
So, but I'm pretty sure it breaks all Takagaki fans' heart.
Yep, broke mine.
Yeah, I can understand why.
But I still read it anyway.
Yeah, pretty much. Because you're kind of hoping that it'll end up with Takagaki, so you just read on until you know what actually happens.
Yes.
No, I'll probably keep reading even if it ends up like that.
Really? Even though if it ends up that I even has a husband? It's like,
yes.
What?
I'll be crying on the inside, but...
I think fans would just be raging on the outside. Forget the inside. They're like, what?
Maybe it'll be a magical girl show, and Risa's husband can magically henshe into Takahashi Ai.
Really?
So it's like,
I'm just kidding. This whole time I've been a female, and then it's Ai underneath the mask.
No, I am a man. I am Gai-chan.
Actually, I think B-Cubed is still online.
Oh, she's typing. She hates her life and she hates her internet.
Try dragging her in again.
Gosh, I'm talking to you guys, talking to two other people on Tumblr, on JP Hip, on Hello Online.
What the hell are you doing, man?
I'm multitasking.
That's not even possible. Yeah, this world definitely lives in the HDD age. That's where. Because my professor had said that when he went to Starbucks, he saw the guy with his Mac laptop open, his iPad, his iPhone, his iPod, and his
And something else, I forgot.
Wait, he has an iPhone and an iPod? That's ridiculous. You already have an iPhone. Why do you need an iPod?
iPhone, iPad. iPod and his iMac. All open at once.
That's too much eyes in that area at once.
Write it down.
There's too much eyes. He needs one thing. I'm only using like my laptop and my phone. But nobody's even really texting me right now next to Indy. But she's like out eating somewhere now, so.
But, God, people are trying to do something.
Apples everywhere!
Okay, well, moving right along. Another author has put up two different new fics. A person goes by the name of XX Robin XX 78.
Well, how the hell do you even read that? You have to spell it out.
Capital X, lowercase x, capital R, lowercase o, capital V, lowercase y, capital N, lowercase x, capital X, 78. We're already done.
Yeah, too much for me. Yeah, so, new writer, and it seems like they got a decent amount of replies, considering that this focus of this fic is Aibon and Suji.
I haven't seen you this.
Well,
in a long time.
Well, that's one of the stories, A Complicated High School Life.
Another person who went from AKB and like they converted to Hello Project as well. I'm just guessing because they have a Gekikata avatar.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Usually it's the other way around. It's like Morning Musume converted to AKB.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she likes both. Or he likes both.
It's possible, even though people like to say it's not. It is possible.
Yeah,
it's
possible. I mean, I watch them.
Yes.
And listen to them. Not as much, but yeah.
Yes. A Complicated High School Life is the story of Aibon, who finds out that her father wants her to move with her back to move with him to China to be with his new his new wife. The implied evil Junjin.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Someone throw a rock at her.
Don't throw a rock at me.
But definitely evil Junjin rocks, in my opinion.
Well, Junjin rocks, period. So.
Yes. And
she is pretty
awesome. She's Junko the assassin. Duh.
And the other story by Robin XX is called Extra Credit. And it's just gotten started, but promises to be a Tanashige story.
So sad. No replies on this one. What happened to the Tanashige love?
Tanashige has been exploding lately.
So where the hell are the freaking fanfics about it then? Or where's the replies to people who actually do write it?
And also starting up recently by Kurosawa 87 is a story called Honolulu Hearts, which promises to be a Ishiyoshi story.
You mean Ishiyoshi?
Wow. That too.
I haven't read that one in a while. Read that type of book in a while.
Sorry, it's what B-Town is writing on here.
Because you're distracted, damn it. What the hell? So, yeah, well, I can't say they're good because I actually haven't had the time to read it. But we do have some new readers.
Yay!
Well, writers, actually.
Readers, writers, everybody.
What the
hell? Yay. But yeah, there has been quite a few new people that are readers that became writers and writers that became readers, vice versa.
That's pretty much how it works, since I'm kind of, like, missing in the loop here.
But,
I'm gonna promote like a bunch of my old stuff. So for those new readers or whatever, read this thing called Love. And my only latest fanfic I actually had was, I think, Be Love. And
latest? How long ago you
last? I know, it's been a long time. I've been trying to work on that. I actually have a couple of drawings of that thing, and I wanted to scan them in when I had a full update of that story. My latest one is like Intuition, which only has two chapters, and I'm working on the third one. But no one loves me because they don't seem interested in the other one. Well, it is kind of a little scattered, that
scattered.
Yes, I know.
No, I'm just saying that because Eddie said that in a Hello Pro time once.
Eddie. Because Eddie's awesome. Always and forever will be awesome. So, yeah, I'm going to try and start again because I'm kind of losing my interest in the group that I am in now. So I'm hoping to finish a couple of one-shots, post them out. Can't say if they're actually done or not, but I can say that I do have ideas.
Then you can say if they're done or not, or you haven't written them at all.
Well, the thing is, I wrote a lot of notes about it, but it's kind of hard for me to start it off. That kind of situation.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's like, the idea is there, and there are so many ways to write it, and there's trillions and trillions of ways to write it, but you're not motivated to even open words.
Yeah, exactly. So the only way I can actually start to get kicked off is actually I make a decision that I want to work with. But the thing is, I have a lot of options, so it makes it harder.
Minimize your options.
Well, even if I minimize my options, the hard part for me is the opening. For me, the hardest part in writing is the opening and the ending. Because I want to have an opening that's good, that's also interesting, I want to have a really good ending that kind of gets people want to continue reading. And that's one of my hard things to do.
It sounds like me. Except supposedly, even though my ending sucks, people still tell me to write
another part. Yeah. It's kind of like that, me too. I'm not going to lie. I think endings are one of my weakest things to do, to write in fanfiction. I'm not very strong with that. So it kind of annoys me when I know I can have a better ending, but I can't.
You can use that as a question. Whoever's listening, what do you think your weakness is for writing?
Oh, that's a question. Yeah, that would be a good one. Okay, so then we'll just have to ask the question.
Answer
in fanfiction. What is considered your weakest? What should you call it?
Your weakest point.
I guess. Like, what you're weak at in writing fanfiction.
And Lord help me if one of you guys who I know writes something so ridiculous that we all know is not true. Oh my gosh, we're gonna get on you. I will get on you. I don't know about Junkie, but I will get on you and write in caps.
Well, I don't think I have anything to really say. I'm past the concept of me thinking I'm a really shitty writer. I think I'm a decent writer.
Well, yeah. I mean, say, like, Junkie says something that we all know. We all know Junkie's a good writer. And if she says something like, oh, no, I'm not good. I am not good at descriptions. And we all, as a heck no, she is good at descriptions. That's what I mean.
Yes. I'm not gonna lie, like, if you read my SNSD fanfiction, The Crooks, like, the whole, okay, so the first chapter is 8,400 words.
Oh, I almost thought you were gonna say million, that's freaked me out.
No, it's not, but it's that many words in one chapter, and basically the whole thing is just, like, description with minimum talking.
That's what I'm weak on. I'm weak on description. I make my people talk so much, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's...
That's the only reason why my stuff is so long, because I have people talking.
Talking? And then they're like, who the hell's saying what?
No, not really. It's like, they talk, like, at least I have them say, like, two or three lines, and then I put someone else saying something. Like, they're doing something, and then they say something, and it's like, why am I ready? This is just making it long, and then people think it's long, and it's just really mostly description. I mean, no, it's mostly
it's like
dialogue.
It's not long, it's just spacing.
It's just spacing. I just put one space, and you get huge paragraphs of what they're doing, and then everything else is just them talking.
Yeah. Well, I know a few exercises for description, if there's anyone who wants to be better at it.
I think what me is I probably overthink.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I write something and I'm like, no, this looks horrible. Maybe if I put it this way, no, it even looks even worse. And then I ask Rindy to help me, and then Rindy tells me it's fine, and I still overthink, but then in the end I give in.
Because only you really know where your flaws are. Like, I know where other people's flaws are if I actually look hard enough, and if they wanted me to critique their work, then I will. Although I prefer not to, because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. but I have, yeah, I have a good eye with, like, helping people get better at what they want to.
I don't even know. I just write.
Well, that's important. You do have to just write. But
I have so much stuff, though. How many things do I have undone here? I can actually open this right now and tell you. I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 10. And I know at least one of them has been like a 2-year affair, and I'm nowhere near done yet.
Yeah, I have some things I haven't finished in like 3 years.
And then I have one that I'm thinking of writing based off of what I've written before and another point of view. But I'm not all that motivated.
No, that can work. You never know. The thing is, some ideas might actually seem like pointless and stupid, but it's really how you put them together makes it.
No, it's not the idea. I already have the idea, and I've already thought of, like, so many ways, because, of course, on the night I'm supposed to go to bed for school the next day, I come up with, like, trillions of scenes in my head, and it's all beautiful. And I'm like, no, I have to wake up at 6 in the morning. But, and I already have, like, a song I can base it off of, because I've already thought this song is perfect, and it's already translated, so that's even better. But it's just like, should I even bother opening up Word? Because as soon as I open up Word and I finally write the first sentence, it takes me like over an hour to really write something. Even with a sentence.
You're thinking too much.
It's maybe.
That's when you know you're thinking too much. That's when you have to shut up and just write.
Now, yeah, but then when I shut up and write, I still overthink.
Now, speaking of stories that actually ended, recently we had a fanfic that came to a conclusion that had been going on for several years, I believe.
Oh, really? What?
Is it one of Ray 07's fics? Because those are like, those definitely need to end.
No.
I don't think those are ever even
No, I'm talking about Sarangai's fic.
Oh, that didn't take 7 years.
I didn't say it took 7 years.
Are you kidding me? That
you said
like,
years. You legit said years.
Honestly, I think it ended in less than a year.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. I will literally check this out from the day she started. I will check this out because I
she
know it's
to,
not
like,
a year.
Check it out.
Chapter 100 in a few months.
Check it out.
Well, okay, let me. I'm waiting for the thing to load. But okay, where is it? Because I know they didn't put it up in the library yet. Okay. She started.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for it to put into a library.
She started on. Well, no, that was the summary. Okay, that doesn't count.
Yeah, summaries don't count because they're not real.
Just keep scrolling. Page 2.
Honestly, when it starts the second the story is.
Okay. Closed. Okay. So, she started on September 4th, 2010.
Oh, okay.
And she technically ended, go all the way to the end page and go back.
So it was a couple years.
No.
It's 2012.
Hello? It's the anniversary of the fanfic. Is it the anniversary of it?
I'm trying to go back. There's so many people that commented. I'm trying to go back to the last chapter. That includes the... it didn't even have 100.
Yes. Oh, almost. No, if you count the perv section, yeah.
Wait, are we talking about she got there, or are we talking about the other one? She had her first one.
What are you talking about? The very first one?
I'm talking about Chigate.
Yeah, okay. So...
The one that the ended.
The last one, if you count the 3 extra chapters, because she's awesome like that.
Okay, so the fic is probably
it
like
ended on January 29 of this year. So technically, it's pretty much at least a year.
Yeah, it's just one. That's it.
7 years. Got me all hyped up.
I never said seven.
Yes, you did.
I said a couple. I said a couple years.
It sounded like you said seven.
Jeez.
I could have sworn
that was all critical.
Okay. 'Cause I was going to be like, oh my gosh, why haven't I read this then?
All right, I'm going to move it now to the library.
So, so what did you guys think of this fic?
Awesome.
You really want to know?
Lay it on us. Lay it on us.
What?
I didn't read it. That's what she's going to say, isn't it? I didn't read it.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
I read it.
The first chapter.
You technically said it. You didn't read it then.
It's not my type of it's really not.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go into detail because I don't wanna seem like I'm bashing. But because I'm a bit picky with my fix, the way it was written and done is not to my taste.
Okay.
But I did give it a try because I read the first chapter. So you can't say, like, I didn't read it at all. I actually did take time to read the first chapter.
Yeah, well, but she's improved from the first chapter.
Well, actually,
she improved from the first chapter.
Actually, I didn't read it at all, so...
I'm all alone here. Oh, my God.
You're not really, because that writer has, like, a crap load of fans that sprouted out of nowhere.
I mean, talking wise, I can't even legit really fangirl about it, man. At least Mindy would fangirl about it with me, because she's not on.
Yeah, so I'm the bigger baka here.
Pretty much, if you like Sayu and Junjun, if you like Kanakame, and if you like Takagaki, which I do, and you like a whole bunch of drama, which I do, then you should go read it.
Yeah, well, my story, this is called Love Has Drama Too. Oh, and it's Takagaki and Kanakame. Oh.
And I read it too. Oh.
Yeah, you baby did. You did read it.
What?
I said you did read it.
Oh.
But yeah, definitely, it does, for those people who like Takagaki and Kanakame, read that fic.
And Jun Sayu or Jun Chua.
Sayun Jun.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Are there a lot of, like, Sayu Junjun fans?
Quite a few. Junjun's, like, pimp of everyone.
Yeah, she is. Except Lin Lin.
Yeah.
So, it's like, well, people pair her anyways with Lin Lin, but when you actually watch the videos, it's like, that doesn't happen at all.
Yeah, she really didn't want much to do with Lin Lin at first, but then they grew to accept each other. Or she grew to accept Lin Lin because Lin Lin liked her to begin with.
But I like Lin Lin, she's awesome. That's why my fanfiction intuition basically centers Lin Lin because I like her. And that's also probably why I didn't get a lot of readers, but I don't give shit. I like her. So I decided to just put her in the center.
Okay.
But yeah, so what I noticed that it's like Tanakami is like not only the big pairing, but it's like I think it's the easiest because the first pairing I actually wrote was Kamishige, but it was difficult for me. So when I wrote this thing called Love, it felt easier and I guess somewhat more natural to write for them.
I guess it's because of how their characters are kind of portrayed. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so.
But yeah, like, I think for people, it depends if they really kind of know how the idol characters are portrayed. And if they know them well enough, maybe it's easier just to write it. Because, I mean, not saying I'm a pro, cause I am nowhere near that. But I think I have from reading blog translations and listening to radios and watching videos, I think like somewhat have an idea kind of how Takagaki relationship goes. Even though you always find out something random that you never believed. Like supposedly even though Risa pretty much tries to keep Aiton on a level head when she buys stuff. Aiton somehow gets her to buy stuff too. Or like she gives in. So it's kind of like those type of things. But you just
well, they are fun to write.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, technically you can write them either way. Sorry, you can go.
Well, no, like with Tanakame, you can't really write like a Yankee Eddie because that just is really odd.
You can, it's just that she'd be a fail.
She'd be a fail one. Well, yeah, if you wrote it that way, but some people would want to just go.
And anyway, think of it this way, like a lot of people, didn't Sayu say she's never really seen Eddie angry? And it'd be really scary if anyone ever saw Eddie angry. Oh, yeah. I think you can make Eddie a Yankee and just make her some probably happy-go-lucky one, but as soon as you piss her off, you better
or
run.
Or she can be, like, the crazy one, the crazy Yankee.
She can be, like Gekikara!
So, like, Rain is, like, the obvious one, like, oh, beat your ass, and it's like, oh, you're scary, but
oh
then
God, she could.
Eddie's, like, the insane one, and doesn't matter how strong you are, because crazy will always be.
She's, like, the Gekikara. But without so much blood and so much crazy laughter.
Maybe she could have the blood. Who knows? If you're a Yankee and just gonna beat the crap out of someone.
Should we try to add a B-chan again?
No, she rage quit.
No,
yeah. Those are her words. I rage quit.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel bad.
All right.
Maybe next time I see her, I'll tell her I'll ship her a better modem.
Okay.
Yeah, so, one of the best I can find.
So moving right along, we now need to figure out some casting here for the next installment of Petals 7.
Oh, God.
Before we do that, though, I just realized something. We didn't really talk about the perv, but then
okay,
again...
Okay, go ahead.
I think...
Talk about what?
Oh no, nobody really up. No one's new there, never mind.
What?
No, I meant from the perv fanfic section, but
nobody. I'm all up right. For perv fanfiction, yay!
No, never mind.
I haven't looked in that section in a while.
It's all good.
Okay.
What? That's one of the funnest, that's a really fun section to go to.
If you know why I'm saying that, it's fine.
Okay.
I do, so just go ahead and go out with it already, man.
No.
Ah, quit being such a punk. Just spit it out.
Forever punk.
Okay. So.
Oh, wow. So annoying!
So we have four characters today. We have a narrator. We have Takahashi Ai.
Yay!
We have Risa Nagaki.
Yay!
Or Nagaki Risa. And we have Tanaka Reina.
Yay!
Oh my god.
So, I should probably narrate.
Yeah, because I really don't feel like reading this.
So I'm going to have to talk with myself. Three
times.
Thanks, Junkie. Thanks. That's just awesome.
You can do it. You can do it.
Sound like I'm even more crazier. Didn't I have to do two people last time and I sounded like a psycho?
Don't complain. Yeah, I'm your senpai. And you're my koha.
Yeah. Junkie, I think he'd be ideal as... I think he'd be ideal as Takahashi Ai.
I could just say hi and not listen to you at all.
So, Junkie, why don't you be Ai-chan?
What? I said I didn't want to do it. You sound way better to me anyways. Plus, my throat will die halfway through this.
Well, if you don't read it so intensely.
Oh, well. Oh, dear. Okay, well, I guess the only...
Well, we'll have the writer read this because you are the reader.
Okay, I guess I'll just sound crazy then. Let's just get this over with.
Just let them
sound like a psycho, but whatever.
Then I'll have to be the narrator, and I'll do Takahashi Ai, and...
No, I'll sound crazy for the sake of sound.
And Kawaii you Bean, narrate. You'll be both Risa and Tanaka Reina.
I might as well just read the three of them, because I'm still talking to myself.
No, because that way you'll be talking to somebody each time. Because
Jokey, why did you just read it already?
Because she's special and she doesn't want to do it.
Because she's mean and cold hearted.
No. You see, what's going to happen is that halfway through, Junkie is going to start jumping in with her ad libs.
What? With my lips?
No, with your ad libs.
You're going to be the peanut gallery.
And eventually, she'll wind up taking over one of the parts.
You're going to be making up comments like, what the heck is this? Why are they talking? What do you mean? You know, one of those side comment people. I guess that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. That might be me.
Are you still technically cold-hearted?
Okay.
What? No, I'm not.
No. Participation is voluntary.
I'm playing with you.
Okay.
I know.
All right, so.
Okay, let me get some water in my system. Yeah. For this.
I'm telling you, this thing dries your whole throat out, man. Mm. They should dry your mouth out.
Okay. Right. Okay, so I'm Risa and Reina, right?
Yes, Risa and Reina.
Okay.
All right. And I will be the narrator in Takahashi Eye.
Okie dokie.
With Takahashi Eye's man voice.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's like a frightened grandpa who was on the verge of a heart attack.
That's the
I-Chan's man scream. Okay, so in previous episodes of Petals 7, Takahashi Eye formed a idol singing club and recruited a bunch of girls, including her best friend from elementary school, the Risa Nagaki, who's one year younger than her, as well as Tanaka Reina, who is also one year younger and somewhat of a rebel type character.
If you can keep up with these numbers, kudos to these people.
Yes.
Because I can't remember numbers.
What?
Which numbers?
The age differences. I don't
look. Oh, I was like.
Oh, well, it's kind of simple. I's in second year of junior high school. Everybody else in the group is first year in junior high school.
Everybody's younger than I am.
And some of the other people in the story who become like advisors to the club or second year. Okay?
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, so cueing the startup music.